what are the red flags of these job scams that you know for a fact that it's like, this is, you know, when you see this, this is a potential scam.
Yes.
Right? So what would, would those be?
Definitely, like I said, like looking at their Facebook, like Jordan's Facebook was only created 2 weeks before she posted the job. So there was no photos, there was nothing. But then again, I also use, there's so many people that post jobs and their profiles on such high, like locked, like you can't see anything. So it was like, maybe she's just got like a lock, babe, so that you can't see anything. So I was like going back and forth between like, maybe she's just got like a closed profile, I can't see anything. Then it was also the weird email, the Imano. I've never seen it before. Like out of my 4 years of yachting, I've never ever seen an email like that. And then the third thing was as well, you normally like to get the boat header, like all the like thing at the bottom with the boat's name or photo of the boat saying teacher of this and the like number. It was nothing. It was just Marcus. So that's why I was like, it's weird. And also like, maybe they're just trying to be super private. So it was very back and forth. But I feel like from now on, like, if anyone sees that, it's going to be a scam, right? Because you both just don't do that.
Before we start talking, you told me that you figure out a way to see if that email is a scam email.
Yes. Right?
And something else about that they can see if the Facebook profile is actually real or not. Can you tell us about that?
So then I took the email and I sent it to one of my guy friends who I actually, because he was like, we're looking for other crew, like deckhands and stuff. Because then I said, I was like, I have like a friend, like he's amazing, like maybe we can get him on as well. He's also looking for a job. And Marcus is like, send his CV over. But they obviously never like contacted him because they're not looking for guys. This Marcus, the man, is obviously just wanting to perv over girls on Zoom or whatever he wants to do, whatever his end goal was actually. And I sent it to him and I was like, listen, like, this is the email. And he was like, George, like, that email, like, he was like, that email is used for almost like scamming people. It's an email that can't be traced or can't be tracked, because he actually did some research on it. And he was like, that email is like, that's a dodgy email, basically. And like, he was like, I don't think this guy's who he says he is. And I was like, flip, okay, like, this is weird. And then when I went to Cape Town, I was telling my aunt about it, because then he was emailing me again and he was like, can I talk to you via Zoom, please? Can we like reschedule a Zoom call? So on and so forth. And I said to my aunt, I was like, this is what went on. And I told her, the situation. She's like, give me her like a picture on Facebook. So I sent it to her, because there was also like a weird guy texting her mom on Facebook, and she wanted to see if the name was same with the photo. And she found out it was the name and the photo didn't match actually the same person. So she has this app, and I'm not too sure what it's called, but I can try and get the name for her and put it in the comments below or whatever. And she took the photo and she took the name, and it didn't come up. So Jordan Chiana's photo wasn't actually the photo that they were using. So the name didn't match the photo. Yeah. So that's how the app works. They can see people who are basically faking who they are on the internet.
Yeah.
So
and after this happened to you, obviously it was very intense at the moment, because you're like, what just happened? What were the steps that you took? Did you talk to somebody in the industry, your parents? Did you put it on Facebook and say, hey, this just happened to me? How did you deal with it after it happened?
Well, my mom and dad saw it firsthand, because they saw me, because I was having the interview in my mom and dad's house in the office. So I had to walk through the house to go and change. And that's when I was bawling my eyes out. I just said to my mom, I was like, I don't feel comfortable. Like, this man's asking me to change into these outfits, and he told me to get like, take my clothes off in front of him, basically. And my mom was like, wait, what? Like, almost like she didn't believe me. Like, she was like, there's no way. Like, this is not happening. And I was like, basically, like, you don't understand. Like, let me just go put this black dress on and just, like, go back into the interview or whatever. And afterwards, I remember just, like, crying. And I just said to my mom, I was like, that was the most uncomfortable situation I've ever been put into. I was like, this man was, like, just telling me all these, like, weird things and stuff. And she was like, Jordan, this is not right. Like, this guy is obviously some stalker or some freak that's behind the camera that is obviously video recording girls, and I don't know what he's doing with the videos, if he's trying to trap girls or something like that. And she was like, what can we do to kind of like do with the situation. And then I didn't really actually tell a lot of people, and I didn't speak up about it on social media until I saw another girl posting about it. And I was like, oh, flip, like I'm not the only one. So
and
I replied and I was like,
sorry to cut you off, but this is the power of speaking up.
Yes.
This is the power of talking about what's happening. Because when
yes.
you do that, you give permission for others to do the same. And then you
yes.
feel empowered and inspired to be like, hey, yeah, that shit's not okay. I'm going to talk about it too. So
yes.
thank you for talking.
No, yeah, no worries. And it's actually so weird. And I didn't know it actually affected me so badly until I started having nightmares about him coming to kidnap me, which
yes.
is something else that I also didn't tell a lot of people, because I was like, people are going to think I'm crazy. Like, and that's also why I was nervous to speak up about it, because like people are like, are you sure you want to speak up about it? Like, what happens if people like associate you with this? And like, and I'm like, I'm not a, like, you know, like I'm not going to take this as I'm a victim. This is like, I'm using this as a platform that I'm strong enough and I can, this is going to help someone else, you know, even if it helps one person, if it helps no one, but it helps 10 people, you
yeah.
know. And I started having nightmares 3 months after I had the interview. And I remember I woke up and I was literally like sweating, and I actually phoned my mom and I was like, mom, like I need a speech. And she's like, what's going on? Because I was in Europe actually at the time. This was 3 months later. And I wrote down, because I actually went back and I listened to my voice note that I sent my mom. And I was like, I said to my mom, I was like, Marcus started stalking me in June already last year after the interview. So he started stalking me for like 2 months, coming to look for me. And he came to where I lived, to my hometown, and he took screenshots of our video. So obviously from like what we're doing now, and he had screenshotted my photo, and he started asking people around my town where I was. And people came out, like some of my friends found out that there was a man looking for me, and because I didn't really tell anyone what I'd went through. So that's how they were like, why is this man called Marcus is looking for you?
Is this the man?
Yes, this is the
nightmare. Okay.
Yeah, so I was having nightmares about him coming to find me.
Yeah.
And they were like, John, like this man, this Marcus guy's looking for you. And I found out he was looking for me, and I strapped bombs to my body. So if he tried to kidnap me, I could blow myself up.
Oh my God.
And like I was, yeah. So I had these dreams that like he would come, and then I can't remember was in this, and it's actually so weird because I actually kind of blocked this all out in my mental, because I forgot about this. My mom's like, you need to speak about the nightmares you were having, Jordan. And I was like, oh yes, like I was having nightmares about this. And then I actually had a nightmare where he came and he found, so I had the bombs attached to me, and I think it was another nightmare where he actually kidnapped me, and it was me and a few other girls, and it was in this van. And I remember being in a van, and I remember I kept my phone in my, I hid my phone in my pants, and I was like, oh my God, like, I'm going to try and get out of this. I'm going to get us all out of this. Like, this guy's just, she found us. Like, we need to get out of the situation. And I basically said to Marcus, I was like, I need to get out the car. Like, I need the bathroom. Please, can you let me go to the bathroom? And he was like, fine. Like, I'll let you go to the bathroom. And he stood outside the bathroom door. It was so like vivid in my dream. And like, I remember being in like a white bathroom stall. And I remember like quietly calling my mom. And I was like, mom, like Marcus, like found me, like you need to come and fetch me. Like, he's kidnapping me. Like, I'm going to send you my live location. And then like, I woke up from this thing. And it was just like, I think that's when I started like freaking out about it. I was like, what happens if he does come looking for me? Like, I don't know, you know, like, I don't know what this man's intentions were with me.
Right.
So I think that's what it's, you don't think something so like what I went through on an interview would affect you until it actually affects you. And you're like, okay, like it actually is affecting me, and I don't want to accept it almost.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, and it makes
yeah.
sense when an emotion is so intense and we're not able
yeah.
to process it in the moment, it's stored in the body. And that's
yes.
how trauma actually happens in the body. It gets stored.
Yeah.
And then that trauma starts playing up, whether it's like
yeah.
fears, anxiety, depression, different illnesses,
yes.
all these sorts of stuff. And it's because it needs to be released. Because the emotion was never truly
Stopped
went through
or...
out of the body. It just got stuck.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. Have you been
mm-hmm.
able to get help around this and been able and support and been able to move forward in a healthier way?
Yes, I think like especially speaking like I think my mom and dad, when it sunk in for them, like they were very angry, and just they were just angry about like how, like I think especially for them knowing that this there was a man doing this like to the like their
in
daughter
their
like
and they were there
in their house, yeah, and like luckily it didn't go further than a Zoom call or something like that. But like, I think for my mom and dad, when it set in, like, they were so just like, they were just like they were just angry at the situation. Like, how can this man like do that? And like, you know, and I think they were just upset that I went through that. And like, obviously no parent wants their daughter to go through that and basically like to ask to take your clothes off basically on a Zoom call while he's recording you, you know, like you never know, he could have that recording for forever or something, whatever. Like, I don't know. Or maybe he's just some weirdo that just pervs of the girls on a Zoom call. So I think especially that I'm such a strong person, I dealt with it pretty well, except for like just having like those nightmares. But other than that, I was just like, you know what, like I just got to move past this, listen to the red flags from now on, don't apply to some weird jobs that are on Facebook, go more through my agents and stuff like that, and not be so desperate for a job that I need to lower basically my standards and apply for jobs that don't, you know, that like you can see that they're weird. So, and I think that's what younger girls and green stews should look out for, not just apply for something because they're desperate for a job, because it could end very ugly, you know?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, the first thing is looking at that profile. When was it created? Is it really a real person? You know,
yeah.
If something weird about it, then maybe asking somebody else, hey, what's your opinion on this? And then looking at, like you said, you know, the email, what's the signature on the email? Does it look weird?
Yes.
You know, if you're kind of like, maybe ask again another person, so they could probably be like, hey, no, whatever you're thinking, yes, that's correct. This is not good. And I think when we see these type of profiles, to immediately go into the social media and ask the group, the manager of the group, to be like, hey, listen, this person is, you know, posting is a scam, blah, blah. And they are more than happy to, you know, get that out of the way and make sure everybody knows. But yeah, it's so important. And, you know, obviously the intention of the person was to take you, because if you would have been, gobbly? I don't even know if that's the right word, but you would have been, if you would have agreed,
yes,
oh yeah, fly me,
take a flight, yeah,
gone.
Yeah. And that's the thing, because I saw someone else speak up about it on Facebook, because I was like, I thought I was the only one, like it was just me. But then I saw posts, and it was actually a few girls that this happened to. It wasn't just me. And I'm on a huge stewardess group. I think there's 250 of us on a group on WhatsApp. And another girl posted on the group, and she was like, oh my God, like I was in this interview with this Marcus guy, so on and so forth. And like so many girls were like, me too. Oh my gosh, like me as well. I was like, oh my word, like so was I. So it's just like, how many girls like did he actually do this to until he got caught? And I think when the first person said something and stood up about it, I think that's when he was obviously on Facebook and he could see girls speaking about Jordan Chiana, and he obviously stopped or maybe made a new profile. Who knows?
Exactly.
But you got to look out for it.
So we have to be careful about that. So what is your advice for people that, you know, what's your advice to prevent this from happening, basically, for those that, especially younger, you know, because I mean, even you were not a green crew at this when this happened to you, and still, you know, the fact that you were so desperate to get a job led you into getting into a dangerous position.
Yeah, no, I think definitely just almost like going with your gut feeling. I feel like your gut feeling is always right. And like sometimes we always want to ignore it because we want something really badly, or we need a job or something like that. And I just feel like putting your life at risk or putting yourself in a situation like that isn't worth it. Also checking in, being like, is this person the real person? Doing your research, like messaging people, looking at their profile, looking at the email, if it's a dodgy email, like if you can trace the email, because you will know you like, and that's, but unless it's a green crew, you wouldn't know that's not how the yacht sender emails over and stuff like that. So I definitely think also maybe contacting a crew agent, if you've been in contact with a crew agent, just being like, hey, I got this email, this is how the email looks, do you think it's normal, should I do an interview with them? I think definitely taking those steps before you just actually go into a Zoom call, maybe just double check, unless like you can see that the boat, you've seen the boat's logo, you can see it's Chief Stu Moria from this boat, this on and so forth. So I definitely think that, and also and I won't lie, like I'm not the only one that's gone through this. Like I know one of my best friends, she came into yachting 2018. I forced her, I was like, quit your 9-to-5 job, come to yachting, it's going to be so fun and all of this. And I'm not going to speak too much in detail because it's not my place, but she also applied for a really small like boat on Facebook, and it didn't end well, and she actually joined the boat, and like it was horrific what happened to her and like what she went through. And she was like, how come you let me into this industry? Like I can't believe I was put through that, and like and stuff like that. So I definitely think maybe if you feel like not comfortable applying more through crew agents and not so much through Facebook jobs, and if you are applying through Facebook jobs, do your research before you just apply for a job, and also just going to meet a boat from the Facebook post.
Yes, absolutely.
So
I mean, there's never a guarantee, but because even like boats that are legit, crazy shit happens on them.
yeah,
But
no, it
there is a threat, right? There's people, there's some sort of safety in a sense, than just a random person that, you know, if it's legit and it's still happening, there is people that you can, you know, take to court or something. But when it's like a random person, it's like
Yes.
you're gone. That's it, you know? And
Yeah.
I remember that I saw a post about somebody that actually went to an interview face to face and they got assaulted. And thankfully, it was just an
Wow.
assault and not actually
Yeah.
taken, you
Being
know, because
taken.
this is
Yeah.
what I keep thinking. I'm like, how many girls have been taken already? And
Yeah.
we just don't fucking know about it because we just
You
don't,
don't need,
you know?
yeah,
You
because
can't hear
it's
about it because it's
men.
gone. So
Yeah.
it's scary, to be honest. It's so scary.
Yeah.
And it's not to say, you know, there's good jobs on Facebook. Yeah, absolutely. And they're legit jobs. But like you said, do your research,
Yeah.
ask other people, you know, like go to a crew agency, like get the right people on your side so you can make the right
Yes.
choices. And like you said, the most important thing, if your intuition is telling you, don't follow it because it's
Yeah.
not gonna put you in a place that you're not meant to be.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, what can I say? Thank
No
you. And
worries.
then, if you, what would be your advice for those who actually did go through something like this and they haven't been able to move from it, and maybe they're having, you know, anxiety over this, depression, maybe nightmares, like all sorts of different things, right, that can happen in your physical and mental body because of something like this. You know, it's really
Yeah.
intense stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So what would be your advice for them?
I think that's why I almost like struggled because I didn't want to speak about it because so many people are like, well, why didn't you listen to your gut, or why didn't you just put the phone down? And it's just like you don't understand until you actually in on that Zoom call and you in that situation. And I think that's all. It's the same with people, girls who get raped or girls who are get sexual assaults. They don't want to speak about it because they're like, well, why? How did you get yourself in that situation? You know, what were you wearing? Or like, you know, like people always want to turn it back on you and be like, but do you know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of people are afraid to tell people because people always want to turn it back on them and be like, you shouldn't have done that because you should have listened to your gut. So I think you need to speak up about it, and not people who want to say that, like, I think definitely speak up about it, speak to your family members about it first. Maybe speak to people who see online if people have gone through the same thing. Maybe contact them and be like, this, I also went through this, like what, like how did you deal with it? Just speaking up about it, especially like if it's really affected you, it's affecting you negatively and more so worse than it did with me, maybe going to see someone about it.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm so thankful that I'm so strong and I can like, I kind of like, I took this as a learning curve and I didn't want to take this as something that's going to defeat me and make me feel ashamed and be like, how can I put myself in this situation? I wanted to take it and be like, you know what, this is a learning curve. Like, you know what, I did accidentally put myself in this silly situation, but I've moved on from them, and now maybe I was put through that to maybe help someone else. You know, I'm strong enough to go through something like that to maybe speak up about it and like help whoever else could go through it or who has been through it.
Yeah.
So that's my advice. Like, don't be scared to speak up about it just because you feel like someone's kind of going to put it back on you, being like, oh, well, you shouldn't have put yourself in that situation in the first place. You know, like, people don't understand until you're in that situation. And I think that's what's so hard.
Yeah.
What people don't understand.
And I think, you know, we can take it in a different context, so people maybe can understand it a little bit better. You know, when you're in a relationship with somebody and you're in a fight, yes, right? And you're talking to the person and all of a sudden the fight's over and you're like, what the fuck? My point didn't come across. And it's because in that moment, everything is just, you know, you're not able to think straight. So you're not, yes, able to like fully be in alignment. And yes, when you step out of the situation, right, out of that conversation, you're like, oh my God, like, how did I end up like this? You know?
Yes.
And exactly, this happens all the times in our daily lives, you know? So imagine, yeah, if you're put in a more intense situation where you don't, mm-hmm, even trust the person and your brain is like going crazy and your intuition, yes, is telling you something, your rational mind's telling you something else, right? Because it's like your intuition is saying, get the fuck out of here. And then your brain is like, no, but this shit may be legit, right?
Yeah,
he
no.
Questions. He knows. So it's, yes, you know, it's very important for us, you know, the outsiders, to not shame other people,
yeah,
for what they went through, because obviously they're not stupid people. They, yeah, just made certain choices because of certain situations, and that got them in a situation where they found themselves in an entrapment, basically, because you're basically trapped in a sense. Yeah.
And the thing is, there's never in a million years I was applying for the, like, you're never in a million years going to sit there and think all of a sudden, like, this guy's going to start telling you to take your clothes off. Like, exactly, that didn't even go through until it's happening and you're sitting and you're like, wait, what? Like, what is going on? Like, you know, like, until, like, it's actually happening, like, you're not going to sit and be like, okay, until later on in the interview, he was like, things were coming up in my head, and I'm very like, how do I say it? Like, I've watched a lot of documentaries and I've read up about a lot of things. So that's why when he started saying recruiting girls and girls that look like this and did it, then I was like, maybe I do watch too many horror movies and kidnapping movies. But then I was just like, this is not sounding right in my head. Like, and that's what I said to my mom. It's like, I was just thinking like human trafficking, sex trafficking, like, no, I become a flipping recruiter and he's getting or flying all these girls over because of me. I was like, no way, like, this is not even gonna happen. Like, so
no. And I totally, you know, I know, I've been there myself, where, and I think a lot of the women in Yaring have been through a lot of different things, but they don't realize that they went through something until,
yeah,
they get out of it. Like, for example, you know, one of the owners in one of the boats that I work on, he basically showed his private parts to me. And in, mm-hmm, the moment, I was like, with a bunch of laundry on here, I looked at it. It was just like that moment. I was just like, and I, you know, went upstairs and I was just like, what the fuck just happened? And in that moment, I didn't even think. I was just like, no, you know, this is not a big deal. Like, it's not a big deal. And it wasn't until I got out of that situation that I thought, that was fucking sexual harassment. What, yeah, the fuck? Like, I didn't ask to see his penis, you know?
Yes. So no, exactly.
I totally understand where you've been. And it's really important for the outsiders to, you know, be supportive and ask the questions of, how can I support you? You know, do you want me to listen? Can I get you, yeah, help? Versus like, why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Because, you know,
yeah,
you're shaming the person and you're not supporting the person. So, yes, it's important that we stop asking the obvious, because, you, yes, know, it's like, they did it because it happened. That's it. Fuck it. You know, they were, yes, in the
business. Yes, exactly.
And without judging them, because you don't know what you would have done in that position.
Exactly. You know? And everyone's like, oh, well, I would have just hung up. And I'm like,
you don't know.
And you know what? And exactly. And it's so funny because I would be the same, be like, why didn't you just hang up? And like for me, like knowing who I am and who I am as a person, I was like, I was so shocked that I even allowed that to happen to myself. I was like, really, Jordan, like you put yourself through that. Like I was so like angry at myself because I know like what who I am as a person. I'm like, I can't believe I allowed that to happen to me. And it does, before you even know that it's over and you're just like, okay, that just happened. Like, let me just like let that sink in. So
Exactly. I know, and it's important to say that because, you know, a lot of the times when we're talking about a potential situation, we're like in alignment. So we're like, yeah, I would do this and
yes.
that. But when you're in that situation, more than likely, you're not going to be in this alignment that you're in the moment as you're talking. So you are going to
Exactly.
react very differently than what you think you may react when it actually does happen. So yeah, thank you for bringing that whole point because it's super important that, you know, we stop shaming people for going through whatever they're going and we start helping them and supporting them to speak up and to go, you know, to release that from their body, from everything, you know, and being able to move forward and empower others with their stories. Because really, that is
No,
what you're
exactly.
doing. You know, you're taking your story and you're empowering others to be like, hey, yes, this can happen. This is how you can possibly prevent it, and this is how you can possibly move from it, you know? So,
And
thank you.
I think it's very important. I'm always someone that tries to make a positive out of everything, even if it's negative. I always try and turn it into something positive, and I try to look at something always positively and not let something like it's negative, it's affecting me negatively. I always try and see, okay, this is what I can try and turn it as in a positive way. And that's why I feel like, you know what I said, I was like, okay, this negative thing happened to me, but the positive side is now I know what to look out for. Now I know what to like the red flags to look out for, and maybe speak to someone else about it and be like, listen, or if I've seen another girl speak come speak up about it on Facebook, I could be like, I've also went through this, you know, like, so I think like definitely trying to see the positive, even though it's not positive what happened, try and see what way you could maneuver that and try and, you know, like, I don't think let something like that, or I'm luckily something like that didn't like affect me too negatively. So I think it's very important to just like try and take the good with the bad.
And I think that's, you know, you can change what happened, but you can definitely choose how you perceive it.
Yes,
And I think that's what you're
definitely.
basically showing us. It's like, yeah, I could perceive it as, oh my God, poor me, this happened to me, or like, oh my God, this happened to me. Thank you. Now I know what to do. Now I'm gonna empower other people to do this. And that is the power of choosing. That is the power of understanding how you have always the choice of how you perceive your life. So thank you for bringing so much wisdom really, to this show. I'm so happy to say yes to sharing your story. And so yeah, for me that's a wrap. Is there something else you want to share with us before we go?
Not really. I think I've like said everything. I just want like everyone, you know, like young girls to be like careful out there, young, old, everyone, every woman to just be careful out there, because like I think a lot of people turn a blind eye to human trafficking and sex trafficking and kidnapping, and you always think it's not going to happen to you and some of that until it happens to you. And I think that's what the scary thing is, like everyone's like, it will never happen to me until it happens to you. So I think it's just like be careful, like this world, there's not many, there's a lot of bad people out there. So, and it's not nice to hear people going missing and all these like horrific stories, like hearing all the horrific, like these horrific stories happening, like with these girls that are getting kidnapped and sex trafficking and stuff like that. So, yeah, just be careful out there, ladies.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. And I am going to put the link below this video to the video to the uncensored show I did about human trafficking because it's so important that we get more awareness about this because this is happening and it's happening like in your backyard. Like it's happening next to you. Like
Naturally,
it's crazy that it's in our face, but like you said, we say no. That doesn't happen to me. That only happens in Thailand. That only happens there in India or whatever to poor people. So it's like, no, man, it's happening like right here in front of you. And we have to be very careful. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you
Same.
again, Jordan, for sharing your
No
wisdom
worries.
and
Thank you so much for having
your strength with us.
me.
I don't know. I'm just very grateful, to be honest, like that you
Oh no.
yes. And yeah, that's a wrap until next time, people. And again, if you have a story to share, wisdom to pass on, like Jordan did, you can contact me. The info is below the video and we can get you on the show. And absolutely, if you want to be anonymous, that's okay with us as well. We respect wherever you are. But if you definitely want to share your story like Jordan just did, you know, with her real person, then profile, then you can also do that as well. So anyway, have a good one. And until next time. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for having me. Bye.